Let's take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. And enjoy being in the present moment. In today's episode, I want to take you back in time. And to do that, let me play something for you. Do you remember these sounds? This is what you would hear about 16 years ago if you were lucky enough to have an internet connection. Every time you needed to connect to the internet, you had to hit dial and hear these amazing sounds. And if you were lucky, you would actually connect to the internet. Of course, back then when we heard these sounds, we were excited because we were connecting to the internet. And I remember the first time we got the internet at home, it was actually a service that only provided email access. So we didn't actually have access to the internet, but only to sending and receiving emails. But I was very excited because I could send emails to my brother, who was at that time in France, and I no longer had to go to internet cafes just to talk with him. We talked on the phone, but it was really, really expensive. And since the entire family wanted to talk a little bit with him, the internet provided an amazing solution to keep in touch. So just a few years ago, basically, just loading google.com took about 33 seconds. The maximum internet speed was 56 kilobytes per second. That is 0.056 megabytes per second. And the funny thing is that we were happy with that. Now the internet connection that we have on our mobile devices, it's not 10 or 20 times higher, but it's 100 times higher than the dial-up connection. And if a website, for instance, doesn't load almost immediately, most of us close it. Compare that with waiting for 33 seconds for Google to load. What I want to point out with this is that our life is getting better and better. But we have this natural tendency to get used to the new level. It's the same with income. We got used to earning how much we are earning right now, but if we think about 5 years ago or 10 years ago, earning how much we are earning today was just a dream. And it's not our fault that we get used to these things. There is this concept in positive psychology called hedonic adaptation that researchers have found that we all have, and that gives us the tendency to return to a set level of happiness despite life's ups and downs. So for instance, after something good happens, like a raise, it takes us a while until we adapt to that new level and we make it a baseline for our life. It becomes commonplace for us, the new normality, and this motivates us to grow more and more and gives our conscious mind space to do it, because our brain doesn't think that is still necessary to focus on them, because we already have them, we have already achieved them. But what I invite you to do in this time travel that we're doing is to remember how much you wanted some of the things that you now have. And I'm not just talking about physical things, I'm talking about relationships, skills, recognition, emotional abilities, positive habits. Take this time to shift your focus. Take your attention from what's lacking in your life, what you still need to work on, what your problems are right now, and give yourself the time to appreciate your growth. How much better your life is, whether you think about your internet connection and the ability to keep in touch with the people that you love and care about, or your current income and all of the things that you can now offer yourself and your family that you couldn't in the past. Just think about these things and see how they make you feel. Take this time, even after you finish listening to the podcast, to think about these things And after filling your own emotional cup, when you feel that it's overflowing, share it with others. If you're grateful about your spouse, or your children, or your parents, let them know. This will not only enhance the power that gratitude will have on you, but it will also create a beautiful ripple effect that will touch the lives of others as well. So, I'll leave you to it. Have fun and let me know how it went.